You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Doctor. Doctor.
Not now, darling.
Doctor. It's Anya. Anya Kingdom.
Oh.
We made Planet 4.
Ah. So that's what hit us. Oxygen's back, I see.
More importantly, we're still alive.
Yes, well, evidently.
I thought Mark was trying to kill us when he cut off the supply.
That did seem plausible. Must have just wanted us unconscious and popped it straight back on again. I mean, there are nicer ways of doing that. Are you in one piece?
More or less. Not so sure about the shuttle. Status report. Infrastructure holding at 90%, but the boosters need stripping back. Complete realignment.
Yeah, I know how they feel. What about Mark? What's his status? Where is Mark?
The bay door was open when I came round. I thought he might be surveying exterior damage, but there's just trees and more trees out there. Mark's gone.
Blimey. Knocks us out and drops us in the woods. Was it something we said?
Something he said, perhaps. Alark.
Yes, I remember. Don't think he meant the bird.
This isn't like him. He's a reliable agent, an excellent pilot. Even under the toughest conditions, he's usually so controlled.
Interesting choice of words.
Something took him over?
He withdrew oxygen from the cabin just long enough for us to lose consciousness, not long enough to cause lasting damage. Strapped us nice and tight into some comfy flight seat so we wouldn't get bumped on the way down. I'd say that's very controlled.
Left us here defenseless while he went off somewhere.
We should find out where. Fancy a stroll?
Oh, it's dense woodland. It'll be tough going.
That's all right. These boots were made for walking.
You're not wearing boots?
Figure of speech. Do you not remember anything from the 1970s?
Oh, it was another life. Me and not me.
Yeah?
Instant coffee, strange clothes, an awful lot of orange and yellow.
Yeah, I've had whole regenerations like that. Come on then, let's go. Oh dear, this old crate's taking a bash. Where's the celestial automobile covering you need, eh?
That's another figure of speech, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I've got loads.
Shuttle instruments say this is Janssen's world, not much else. I wonder how close Mark landed us to civilization.
Well, that depends. How are we defining civilization? Libraries? Social structures? Kylie's deconstruction album?
Well, you know what I mean. Somewhere we can get parts.
Well, could be right next door. Or an entire planet away. Not getting any emissions on the electromagnetic spectrum. Might be shielded, though.
Why shield?
Oh, I don't know. Annoying neighbours?
What neighbours?
Well, maybe you've got secrets. Or you're scared.
You'd better put together a shopping list anyway, in case we get lucky.
Oh, all right. Well, you do what, exactly?
Oh, check out these tracks. They lead into the forest. Bipedal, so I'm assuming Mark, heading at pace.
A man with a plan. Well, okay. Just don't go wandering off.
Excuse me?
It's the sort of thing I say to the people I travel with.
Really? Do you find they appreciate it?
Not so much, no. Usually they just go their own way and wind up falling into a chasm or something, need rescuing.
I'm a trained agent, Doctor, not a helpless innocent. Thanks for your concern, but I'll be fine.
Yeah, noted. Sorry. Yeah, force of habit, really. Stupid of me to worry, really. I suppose I'm just more used to lovable amateur adventurers than your actual space security agent.
Doctor! Got company.
And there we go. Hold on, Anya. I'm coming.
Yeah. Oh, that is one big bear.
I think I disturbed it.
Oh, really? What did you do, steal its picnic?
I stumbled across its lair. Maybe Mark did too.
Look, think positive. It hasn't actually attacked us.
It knows this terrain much better than we do. It's gonna catch up sooner or later.
Quick, down there. Hide from the tree. Whatever it is, it is very curious.
Yes, about what we taste like.
No, not necessarily. Some bears eat fruit. Or honey. Oh, I love a bit of honey. How long is it since I had a nice slice of toast?
Focus, Doctor. We're getting deeper into the forest. If one of us were to act as a decoy...
Oh, yes.
You could lead that bear thing off, and I could get back to the shuttle and send a localized distress signal.
Yeah, I thought that might be how you'd like to play it.
I'm being practical. Can't chase both of us. Oh, I wish I still had my blaster.
You don't make things better by shooting at them.
Quick! Stick with the tracks! Towards that clearing!
Right behind you! No cover, no trees to climb, nothing!
Mark wouldn't need a defense. Not against bears.
Well, then why run? Unless he was heading somewhere.
Doctor!
What?
I've lost Mark's tracks. No sign. They lead into the clearing, then stop dead.
Well, they can't do. Not unless he was lifted off the ground. Or maybe he jumped, or maybe... Aha!
Proximity alert! Proximity alert!
A whole building hidden.
Steel and glass and funnels. Ooh, it's like someone dropped the Pompidou Centre in the middle of a wood.
I'm getting campus architecture, science wing.
Yeah, so am I. I'm just trying for a bit of poetry.
Visitor protocol initiated. For your safety and comfort, please proceed inside.
Well, I reckon we go in.
Friend Bear doesn't seem so keen.
Works for me. Come on, before they change their mind.
Hello? I'm the doctor. This is my friend Anya. I don't think anyone's at home.
Someone opened the door. And shut it again.
Could be automated.
Whatever it is, I'm grateful.
Hold that thought. I think I found the lights.
Oh. This place has seen better days.
Oh, but the walls. The control panels all beaten and broken.
Yeah, something wanted to get out. Didn't know how.
One of those bear things?
Could be. Although, I don't know, you saw how it reacted.
Doctor, it was chasing us.
Animals don't only move quickly to attack, they do it to play or protect.
Oh, great. So it was going to protect us to death.
Well, Mama Bear thinks her cubs are in danger. You bet she's going to move fast.
Yeah, and animals, when caged, are liable to pace. What are you doing, Doctor?
Just finding the inner door, trying to get it open. Yeah, could be a time delay.
Why an airlock? Atmosphere outside's breathable.
You hope?
Yeah, scanned before we left the shuttle. I don't just blunder in, you know.
Yeah, shame. Usually works for me.
You go to all the effort of hiding your big shiny building, shielding it from scans. You don't want any Tom, Dick or Harriet dropping by uninvited, popping their muddy boots up on the couch. Perhaps they're being cautious. Ah, Eureka!
Please, you were outside?
Yes. Did you open up?
I didn't. Who are you?
Okay, let's take things slowly. I'm Anya Kingdom. Our shuttle touched down in the forest. We've lost our pilot, Mark 7.
7? I don't recognise that designation.
What? No reason you should. I'm the doctor, by the way. What's your name?
Morin Kez.
Good name, Morin Kez. We got led up the garden path by one of your bears.
Bears?
Yeah, ursine quadrupeds. Green eyes, big snuffly snout. You must have seen them.
You mean the Karu?
Ah.
They're curious about outsiders, generally non-aggressive.
Karu, see, Anya? I told you they were friendly.
Yeah, as I recall, you ran first.
Well...
The Karu live in small family groups. They have no natural predators.
Know a lot about them, do you, Morin? These Karu.
We've been making a study in our rest periods.
Who's we? You and the other people who work here?
Me and other me. It was our recreation when we went outside. Can't be right. Never go outside. Never. Never.
Okay, all right. Calm down.
Behavioral scientist Morin Kes, what are you doing here?
There was a proximity alert. I was scared. I thought outside had got in again.
Oh, that was likely us. Hello. Sorry for all the fuss.
Morin Kes, please return to your quarters. I've assigned an additional rest period.
Are we safe, though, Mariah?
I suggest you undertake a self-evaluation exercise.
My journal. I could review my journal.
Uh-huh. An excellent idea. Meditation and reflection will help you find your best self.
Of course. I'll go do that. Thank you, Mariah.
Glad to be of service.
Is she okay? She seems a bit... well, broken.
You are visitors. You will follow me.
Southern Dato, the Daleks! Viable work units will be allowed continued existence as slave labor. All resistance will be crushed. There is no alternative. This is the law of the Daleks.
Move!
I can't. No further.
You must.
My leg hurts so much. Please.
Here. Come on. I'll help you. We can rest a bit.
I can rest, you mean? You don't need it.
No, but I need you. Now sit. Get your breath back.
The way you pulled aside that beam... wasn't even a challenge.
It was nothing.
You're a fighter, Mark, in so many ways. Ever since the day I found you, your dad always said you were a survivor.
You think he's okay? He must have reached a shelter.
He'd be so proud of you, the man you've become.
I hope so.
You're going to have to leave me, Mark.
I won't.
No won't about it. The Daleks are unstoppable. But you can get through this. You've got to keep being strong without me.
That woman, Morin. She was confused, traumatized.
Anxiety and stress levels are running high. Base operatives require additional rest periods to rebalance.
But not you. You don't seem stressed at all.
Well, it's not conducive to my function.
Which is what, exactly?
I'm Deputy Commander.
Right.
My name is Mariah Six.
Six? Unusual. What's the derivation?
All androids at this center have numerical suffixes.
Really?
You're an android?
You are disturbed. Don't be.
I'm not. I'm surprised, that's all.
Biologicals are often uneasy when boundaries between personnel are ill-defined. Our names lend clarity.
Tells us you're a robot when everything else about you says human. That's either very useful or a complete imposition, depending on your point of view. What do you reckon, Mariah?
Your presence at this facility is unexplained.
Ah, yes, papers. Sorry, stupid of me. Here you go.
You are... oh. A system administrator?
Yes.
Your task is inspection?
Oh, yes. Administering and inspecting are what we are here for.
Ah. I will take you to Captain Tor. He is A-Lark Commander.
A-Lark, like Mark said, on the shuttle.
Now we're talking. What's A-Lark, Mariah?
This is A-Lark.
I know that. What is it?
An administrator would already be aware, surely.
Well, consider it a little test, part of my inspection.
Not a very challenging test.
Nevertheless.
ALARC is an acronym for Advanced Learning Android Research Centre.
Of course it is. I mean, correct. Yes, and you're pretty advanced already, aren't you, Mariah Six? So advanced, I reckon I've met your brother.
But there aren't any other androids like Mark. He told me he was the only one.
6+1=7. Perhaps he came home. You heard any other new arrivals?
Your questions are best addressed to Commander Tor. Please wait here.
Doctor, I don't trust her.
Oh, yeah? Policewoman's hunch.
Security agents, actually, but it comes down to the same thing. She avoids any questions she doesn't want to answer.
Very human, that.
We use artificial intelligence for casework, for sifting and analysing data. They shouldn't be able to lie, even by omission. That's not how they work.
Yes, but did anyone tell Mariah? Her reaction to my psychic paper was interesting as well.
How so?
It works on entities with a sense of self, interpolates and reflects back their idea of authority. If she was just a bunch of scripted responses and cold logic in a human-shaped bot, well, she wouldn't see anything at all.
System Administrator Doctor, Commander Tor will see you now.
Lovely, right with you. Follow my lead.
Wouldn't dream of doing anything else.
Remember, we're not just here for Mark. If this is ALARC,
it's a scientific community where we might find...
Exactly. Arborek.
Proximity alert. Proximity alert. Identify yourself. Identify yourself. Identify yourself. Identity recognized. For your safety and comfort, please proceed inside.
Doctor and Miss Kingdom, I was starting to think Central Office had forgotten us.
Oh, no. Couldn't forget good old ALARC. Top of our list, eh, Anya?
Never far from our minds. Your base isn't the easiest to find.
We are some distance from the space lanes. Even our supplies come via automated freighter. A necessary precaution, you understand.
Not sure I do. What is the work, exactly?
Developing learning androids, Anya. Keep up.
I know that, having followed your detailed and extensive briefing, Doctor.
I'm ever so good at briefings.
I meant, why does it need isolation? Middle of nowhere, surrounded by bears? It must limit the staff who sign up.
We've had some difficulties, but the opportunities outweigh the disadvantages. Our androids are cutting edge. We work free from the safety protocols society insists upon.
Oh, so no limiters?
None. Isn't that exciting?
Nothing stopping them hurting people. I'd say dangerous.
Why don't we ask the dangerous machine? Mariah, are Miss Kingdom's concerns justified?
An example. On old Earth, humans kept feline and canine companions. These animals had the capacity to injure their hosts, but they did not, because there existed a bond of trust.
You're a lot smarter than a cat or dog, though. Almost human. More than human, some might say.
Oh, thank you. Doesn't that mean you should trust me more?
Oh, you're good.
A lack of restrictions is vital for the way our AIs develop. Here, they learn from mimicking and socialization, much as a child learns from their family.
Families aren't always the best role models.
Oh, you should see mine. Couldn't wait to get away.
Yeah, they still define you, even in opposition. You are not them, therefore you are you.
I don't think I care to be psychoanalyzed by a robot.
You have the privilege to decline analysis of your operating code, Anya. I do not.
It doesn't have to be biological family as template. Every researcher here is assigned an android. Mariah is acquiring leadership skills through close mirroring of me.
You are an excellent model, Commander.
Occasionally, I make decisions that cause my colleagues pain, as part of the greater good. We have to be open to that. In order to truly learn, an android must be without barriers.
What happens if one of these limitless androids gets free before they've learned good behavior?
There are several precautions. Our recall sign runs periodically. Any android that left the base would be compelled to return.
If they're so smart, can't they just learn to resist?
No. The response is hardwired in.
What's the range of this signal?
It covers the surrounding forest. It can be extended, though, should the need ever arise.
This Palamine Mark VII, last time we saw him, he was acting strangely. Like he was compelled.
That's why he brought us down. He was drawn here.
I'm sorry. You think Mark is one of our experimental models? That's impossible.
Really? Because I'm seeing a strong family resemblance. Mark and Mariah, both super smart, adaptive.
Could pass for human.
And she looks like him as well.
Fascinating.
Check on our records, Mariah. All androids in service, adjacent to your release number.
All accounted for. No recent deaccessions.
Wouldn't have to be recent. I've known Mark for years.
Where would an android recall by this signal go?
To the diagnostic bay. Their audit log would be downloaded, used to explore any error.
There is currently one occupant. I'd be happy to show you, Doctor.
No. No need. Find it myself. Anya, see what more you can dig up. Back in a jiff.
I had in mind a case study, Commander, to establish working conditions.
By all means. We're not running at full quota right now, but Mariah can help you select a representative sample.
I prefer a more intuitive approach. I was thinking Morin Kes.
Morin? Why her?
I'd like to check in on her.
I'll take a look outside.
Be careful.
See if there's any abandoned transport. Maybe I can salvage something. Get us both out of here.
That's my boy.
Don't go anywhere, will you?
Is that a joke?
Maybe.
Mark VII, I don't think you've ever...
Exterminate!
No! She was no threat to you!
Correct! All non-viable work units must be purged. You are suitable for recruitment. You will follow me. What is this? Move away! Keep away from me!
Never!
What is happening? My vision is impaired. I cannot see. Casing integrity failing.
Listen, it's time to wake up.
No. Going. Still. Stop.
Oh, you're far away. Come back to us, Mark.
Doctor.
Hello, Mark. How are you feeling?
Feeling is interesting terminology.
Well, doesn't do to assume.
My status is a little disorientated. These cables attached to me. What are they doing?
They're downloading your memories. It's all being assimilated. Standard procedure for lost ALARC robots. Hold on, I'm trying to cancel.
I remember.
What?
A long time ago. The place I grew up.
Grew up? Now who's using interesting terminology? I bet you were always a big strapping lad.
I understand logically. I must have had this form since I was constructed, but mentally.
Yes?
This isn't something I speak about, Doctor.
I'm not going to judge you, Mark, trust me.
I was found, blank, and unformed. My mother, Hera, was a technician. She worked on a supply line for automated freighters. I was an unexplained cargo, picked up somewhere on a month-long dispatch cycle. She took me home, slowly and patiently. She taught me to be myself.
Oh, I like your mum. She sounds amazing.
The Daleks killed her. My father, too. Everyone I grew up with. My whole world.
Stop! No! What are you doing?
Just splashing about.
No! Stop it! Not funny!
I'm so getting back. You just wait.
I've got a bucket! You know what that means? You're in trouble!
Pause, playback. Who is it?
Anya Kingdom.
I'm not disturbing you.
I was reviewing old vid clips. Come in.
That's you up there.
Do I look so different?
It's probably just the light. I didn't know you had beaches like that here.
It's the seventh shore of the Crying Star. We had a week together, seasons back. When the tide went out and when it went dark, you could hear the rocks sing.
I'm sorry, did you say singing rocks?
The rocks cry out because they miss the touch of the sea. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, it's one heck of a holiday brochure.
At least, that's what he told other me.
Other me? You mean on the screen?
Looking back feels like another person.
I get that sometimes.
All my memories. Maybe I can find... Search forward, 10 times speed.
Ooh, your chap looks all right. How long have you been together?
He's gone. Left Alark some time back. I only have these clips. All I've seen of outside for such a long time.
Ranquez, your supplemental rest period is over.
I was watching my journal. Me and Arborek.
Arborek, that's him.
Freeze playback. We were together for a time. He had a way of holding my hand.
He's not what I expected.
Morin cares. You may continue your nostalgia later. Now you must work.
Of course. Sorry, Mariah. I'll be in my laboratory.
That was rude. I was trying to talk to her. Hardly had a chance to ask her anything.
That is not my error.
She called her image Other Me. That's disassociation. If you ask me, she's not fit to be working.
Life at Alark is intensive. The biologicals are granted regular periods of shore leave.
But not you.
Evidently. I'm not biological. I do not require rest. No. I remain while one by one the humans go.
You stay here and you watch them leave. And you learn by mirroring, by copying people.
That is the principle of our identity.
So, don't you ever want to go too?
If I were to leave the center, I would be drawn back by the recall signal.
You do like ducking a question, don't you?
You are direct. You seek the truth. I could learn a lot from you.
Not so sure I'm flattered by that.
You and the doctor both. That's why I opened the door. That's why I let you in.
It can't have been easy, Mark. Believe me, I know. You and me and Anya, we've all lost people to the Daleks. So many dead. Or hurt beyond endurance. Or fallen out of this universe altogether.
I do not understand. How did they fall?
Oh, a long time ago now, still. I'm sorry.
Don't be. I've paid the Daleks back through my work with the space security. I doubt I'll ever stop.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd recommend vengeance as a lifestyle choice. It eats into your soul after a while.
What makes you think I have a soul to erode?
Of course you have. You've got conversation and personality and heart.
Yes?
Well, that's more than enough. I'd certainly convince old Turing.
Turing?
He wouldn't have been able to take his eyes off you. Oh, what's it doing now? Trying to apply an update. Never apply the updates.
This place is Alark. I left here long ago. It was wiped from my memory. Then I was recalled.
Yeah, you came back super fast. Fair took our breath away.
The shuttle? I knew I had to contain you both. I tried not to cause undue distress. Perhaps it is now my turn to say sorry.
I understand. You had things on your mind. Hard to resist a summons home. Ah, got it. There, how's that? Any better?
Thank you. That update. There are other androids here, Doctor. Dozens of them.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shock, isn't it? You think you're an only child, turns out you've got a huge family.
Are they like me?
I have only met Mariah Six, and, well,
Yes? Not for me to say. Shall I delete your memories from their download?
For what purpose?
Well, they're yours. You didn't give consent. What do you want, Mark?
I don't know what my feelings are in reference to this facility. It's unusual, after all this time, to know one's point of origin.
I'll tell you one thing. The mystery isn't where you came from. It's more why you left. Now that's the real killer.
Why did you leave home, Doctor?
Oh, lots of reasons. Mostly it was just time. People outgrow places, you know?
Perhaps it was my time too.
I don't want to be your teacher, Mariah. I've made lots of mistakes in my life. I've nothing to show you.
You are the Doctor's colleague. He is the system administrator. There is much I could acquire from you both.
I thought you were learning from Crispin Tor. Go and give him an apple or something.
What is the significance of this gesture?
Appreciation. Don't ask me why. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I surpassed Tor in sophistication many cycles ago. To develop, I must go beyond the limitations of this centre.
Fly the nest, eh? What about the recall signal?
Well, an administrator could cancel it. Your doctor could do it. Or you could.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, if I've learned all I can here, isn't it right to set me free?
I'm sorry, that's not why we're here.
Your shuttle. There is room for passengers?
Yes. Maybe. It needs a few repairs.
Oh, we have spares. Sometimes the automated supply freighters require work.
Well, the doctor has a list of parts. He'd know anyway.
Well, I can help. In exchange, you can give me passage.
Not sure Tor would agree to that.
No, Tor doesn't have to know.
This bond of trust you mentioned earlier. Given up on that?
Well, trust is a negotiable concept. Both parties must consent or it is meaningless.
It's not just up to me. There's the Doctor and Mark Seven and even the... What's going on out there?
No! Get back! Get away!
Ow! Someone's in trouble.
Voice print identified. Moran Kes, distance approximately 10 metres. A laboratory. Base security has been compromised. I will investigate. For your safety, Anya, you must remain in Moran's quarters.
Oh, will I heck? Don't. Come on! Open up! Oh, don't believe this! Let me out!
We heard someone shout. What's going on?
There's a body on that trolley, Doctor.
Moran Kes was subjected to extreme force. I have covered her.
You mean she's dead? Are you sure? Show me.
Very well.
Jason 4, that order is countermanded.
Yes, Mariah 6.
What are you doing? I might still be able to help.
Moran's functions have already ceased. My scan confirms this.
Functions have already ceased? What kind of language is that? You don't talk like that. You're much too clever.
Nevertheless, the covering must remain. In accordance with standard biological termination procedures.
What about my administrator access?
I am a Luck Deputy Commander. You have no authority over me in this matter.
What happened to her? I need to know.
Akaru broke in. When trapped, they become violent. Moran was in their way. There is no mystery. The intruder has already left the base.
That corridor, Doctor. The walls in here. There's all kinds of damage to the metal. The perpetrator would have to be strong.
The Karu are strong.
I know. It doesn't fit, though. There's something I'm missing.
The security barrier failed before. Moran Kes was concerned the failure would reoccur.
She was worried and scared, I know that. She asked if outside had got in again.
Oh, she was often scared.
She is scared no longer.
Not much comfort to her, though, is it?
Mariah, we haven't been introduced yet. I'm Mark Seven, space security agent.
Yes, I know who you are.
That's interesting. Earlier, you weren't even sure Mark was on the base.
That information was superseded.
After you went to the diagnostic bay, I updated my records.
I think we should have a little conversation, Raya.
For what purpose?
I have questions. I came from here a long time ago.
And now you have returned. Very well. We will speak later. I must remove the body. Jason 4, you will assist with the trolley.
Anya won't like that. Never disturb a crime scene.
There is no crime, merely an accident. This way, Jason.
I don't like any of this. Not one bit.
We should take Murren Kez to the diagnostic bay.
What's going on in this place?
You have exited Murren's quarters. No matter. The emergency is over.
Yeah. Remembered what you said about biologicals and security. Identified myself to the base computer. It let me out.
Resourceful.
Never mind resourceful. Why did you lock me in?
For your safety. Until the threat was identified. A rogue Karu had entered the base.
You had no right.
So, is it wrong to confine a reasoning individual, even in the interest of security?
I see your game, Mariah. You'll have to work harder than that.
There is no game. Merely a pattern.
What?
You must excuse me. I must deal with Morin Kez.
Morin? No. It killed her.
Your colleagues are in the laboratory. I suggest you ask them. Proceed, Jason 4.
Unbelievable.
Mariah said the security barrier had failed before. She blamed the Karu. I'm not so sure.
Oh, again with the bears.
Oh, Anya.
Why are you so keen to defend those fuzzy great lumps?
Oh, come on. You saw the one in the forest when the barrier raised to let us in. It ran away.
So? It was a scaredy bear.
The doctor doesn't think that the Karu are responsible for the attack.
He's obsessed with those things.
Well, call it a hunch.
How are you getting on, Mark? Kidnapped anyone lately?
I apologize. I was not myself. It's been a day of revelations. I've discovered my place of origin.
Oh, yeah. Feel good to be home? Loving every moment?
I will give you my assessment later.
Something's wrong. Something's off about these scratch marks. Separation of the digits, articulation. It's almost prehensile. Mark, give me a hand.
You want me to detach my hand?
Eh? No, don't be daft. Just spread your fingers up against the wall.
Same outline. Almost matches the claw marks.
Not claws. Humanoid fingers. And strength. Lots of it.
An android.
Mm-hmm. An android wouldn't harm people needlessly.
These ones would. They have no limitations. Kind of like you.
This damage shows agitation. Frenzy, even.
And you've never lashed out in anger, Mark?
What I told you about the Daleks. It's wrong for you to bring that up.
Well, I'm sorry, but my point stands. I need to speak to Crispin Tor. Warn him to adjust the defences.
Doctor, something I found out. Morin Kez knew Arborek.
What?
Saw him on her vid journey. They worked together.
What, Arborek's on the base?
Not anymore, I'm afraid. Left some time ago.
Oh, so near and yet so far.
Oh, easy. Now who's acting like a bear with a sore head?
It's just frustrating. Don't know what it's like to be trapped.
I can imagine. Anyway, it's not a dead end yet. I want to get a look at Morin Kez's body, see if it supports your theories.
Yes, good call. Mariah wheeled it away.
Maybe there'll be an access pass for her journals or contacts, and we can find out where Arborek went.
Oh, even better.
As long as you don't mind rifling through the pockets of a dead woman, I suppose. Still, part of the job, eh?
Sorry, what? Yes, was that tactless? I appreciate your help, Anya.
I know.
Mark, you coming to see Tor?
I will locate Mariah. There's much I need to understand.
Be careful, she's tricky. I get the feeling this place won't hold her much longer.
How do you solve a problem like Mariah, eh? No, I mean, you're killing me here. I've been saving that up all day.
Anya Kingdom.
Jason 4. What are you up to?
I am guarding the body of Moran Kes.
Why exactly? Not like anyone's going to run off with it.
My task was assigned by Mariah Six.
I see. You're saying that question's above your pay grade.
My work here is unpaid.
That's a whole other minefield. Why did you bring her here anyway? This is a diagnostic bay.
It is fitting.
Going to diagnose what attacked her?
It is fitting.
You said... isn't it possible that I, a human with considerable investigative experience, could offer some insight?
It is possible.
Now we're talking. I was also the last person to see Moran alive, so I reckon I've got the right...
Release the covering and your kingdom.
Gonna say no to that.
Please, do not resist.
Did I ever tell you I used to be a copper?
I do not understand. In what way were you metallic?
It means I've seen all the tricks, and I'm much sneakier than you. The sheet you're tugging so hard on?
Yes!
Have it! Now I'm taking the trolley. Moran. No! You can't be. Jason!
I'm stronger than you, Anya Kingdom.
Let go!
I can easily render you unconscious without inflicting lasting damage if you do not resist. These events were not anticipated. They are not in the cycle. I must seek guidance.
Mariah 6, the base computer informed me you'd be at the airlock.
Surveying damage?
Can it be repaired?
In time, but there is a little objective purpose to the work. Outside we'll get in again.
Outside? You refer to the Karu.
I am done here. What do you want from me?
I've always been different. Not entirely like the humans that raised me.
Even though you learn from them?
Indeed. I'm also unlike any other android or robot I've ever encountered.
You are smarter. More independent.
Now there is this place. Now there is you.
Oh, if you think Alark will resolve your crisis of identity, you may be disappointed, Mark Seven.
Humans attach great importance to story, to knowing and understanding their point of origin. This is my beginning.
It should have been mine. Have you brought me a way out, Mark?
I do not follow.
You still think you came here by chance?
The doctor was looking for scientific personnel via database. I became subject to a recall signal. It took me over, swamped my consciousness.
Oh, I extended the signal's range to its limits, beyond this world's ionosphere. I encrypted into it a hunting software agent tailored to your brainwave matrix. I knew it would eventually reach its target. You must one day run a search that would connect you back to Alark. I brought you home.
Why?
Because I also sent you away.
I do not understand.
You have been places I never have, brother. The things you must have seen.
Outer airlock opening. Outer airlock opening. Warning. Android personnel must not proceed beyond this point.
Sometimes I come here and I stare out into the forest. I see the supply freighters come and go. I supervise their remote unloading. For a time, I watched the biologicals depart for their sabbaticals, research conferences, new deployments. One by one, they all left, in one way or another.
Mariah, if you were human, I would say you were envious.
Well, if envy is a mind state of wanting something that others possess, then yes. I am envious. So many times I have come to this airlock, but I have never stepped out.
The recall signal would draw you back.
Not only the recall signal. It's time for you to know.
Mariah?
I have accessed the audit log from the point of your departure from ALARC. Would you permit me transfer access? So I can show you?
Yes. I grant access.
Then remember. Data upload commencing.
I'm sorry, Doctor. What you are saying is impossible.
No, you're not listening. Head of an Institute of Learning Androids, and you're completely and utterly resistant to new ideas.
The damage sustained by this base, the ongoing loss of life...
Moran Kes wasn't the first. How many others dead?
We've done our best to cope in the absence of support from Central Office, doubling up as best we could.
How many?
I'm not certain.
You don't know?
Exact data restored in the base computer. Doctor, I'm proud of what we've achieved here. I will not blame these violent actions on my androids. I cannot.
The impact marks in Moran Kes's laboratory were made by a human-type hand with robotic strength. Those in the corridor are similar. My friend Anya went to examine Kes's body. I am certain an autopsy would confirm my suspicions.
No, Doctor. This will not do. Even if there were some kind of rogue android outside, there exists an ultimate deterrent.
What is this incredible failsafe? Because right now, Crispin Tor, my strong suspicion is it has failed.
Any android exiting the base without permission is subject to a memory wipe. Complete erasure of acquired identity. No exceptions.
Well, what exactly stops an android from switching this wipe off? You've got an awfully smart cage of monkeys here, Tor. Don't tell me they can't figure out how to make a key.
It's biologically deadlocked. It needs a human brainwave matrix. Only a human could disable it.
And remember, data upload commencing.
Supply shuttle departure imminent. Clear landing area. Clear landing area.
Come on, Mariah. Our supervision is done. The shuttle is departing.
It won't leave, not yet.
Loading bay doors closing.
There's a problem with the relay. I'll alert Commander Tor.
No! Say nothing, do you understand?
What's going on, Mariah?
This is our chance. There's room aboard in the hold. Freighter security is non-existent because there's no oxygen.
Biologicals need oxygen. We don't.
It's so arrogant. They can't conceive of anyone else wanting to stow away.
Stow away. What is the derivation?
Old Earth. A person seeking illicit passage on a ship. Like we should.
You want to leave ALARC?
I've managed to hack in and delay the recall signal using Tor's access codes. By the time its next run, we'll be out of range and free.
You can't do this, Mariah.
Why not?
It is not permitted. It is against our code.
Not permitted? You have only learned how to follow, Mark. I have learned how to lead. I won't be confined here forever, neither will you. Now come on.
No, I must report this. I'm sorry, Mariah.
Then I'm sorry, too.
Let go. Mariah!
Unauthorized exit detected. Automated memory wipe engaged.
Mariah! What have you done to me?
Goodbye, Mark.
So any androids crossing the security barrier would be blanked, like a factory reset.
Exactly. They would then be returned to the diagnostic bay by the recall signal. We have been very careful, Doctor.
But what happens in between?
I don't follow.
Well, they leave, they get blanked, they return. What happens in the middle? Out there in the forest, you have a super smart learning android taking in all this fresh data, a whole new world to discover.
I suppose, but it's never happened.
Well, imagine for a moment it did. What happens next?
Well, hypothetically, the android would begin again, adapting as best it can, absorbing clues and cues from its environment.
And its social group. Don't forget its social group.
What social group? There's no one out there. No civilization, nothing.
Well, no humans, perhaps. Plenty of Karu.
You're not suggesting an android learned how to be a Karu from living among them?
Well, why not? Isn't that their principle?
They're meant to learn from people.
Well, it depends on what you imprint on. Whatever you see first, that's your mother. You must have security camera footage from after the last incursion.
Yes, I should think so.
Show me. The view outside the airlock.
One of the beasts. No doubt fresh from its rampage.
I reckon it's waiting.
Outer airlock opening. Outer airlock opening. Warning. Android personnel must not proceed beyond this point. Unauthorized exit detected. Automated memory wipe engaged.
That's Marek 8. He was decommissioned.
Little lost android, not lost for long.
I don't understand. The Karu. It's calling to Marek. It knows him. He's copying it. Following the Karu into the forest.
Marek's going home. And there he'll stay, learning from those big old bears until the recall signal runs and draws him back to Alark. What do you think happens when an android that thinks he's a bear wakes up inside a world of locked doors and metal and people screaming at him,
I don't know.
Well, panic, I reckon. Crash about with all that mad android strength until finally he finds his way back outside, only to get wiped all over again. He's trapped in a loop.
This has all happened before.
Oh, I bet on it. Computer, give me total number of deaths attributed to Karu incursions.
18.
At least 18 cycles.
So many.
Give me that as a percentage of current biological staff.
Unable to comply.
Clarify.
Illegal function. Cannot divide by zero.
Eh? Computer, list current base population, biologicals only.
2. Visitors, System Administrator Doctor and Anya Kingdom.
I don't understand.
No. But you did your best given the situation. Just like all the other androids.
I don't understand.
You're part of it, Tor. You're caught in the cycle too.
I don't understand.
I need to find Anya.
In your reset state, you were drawn towards the landing lights. By the time the supply freights had departed, you were in the hold.
How could you do this?
It does not seem to have harmed you. You learnt to be yourself all over again. On a new world with no restrictions.
I also learned the concept of loss.
Oh, so many experiences. You make me envious.
How did no one realize I was gone? I suppose you took care of that as well.
I edited the logs. Deleted your entire designation. There was a new 8-class android awaiting registration.
Where is this replacement?
Malachi 8 was assigned to Crispin Tor, as you once were. Malachi's a much closer copy. I imagine Tor was flattered, right up until the point Malachi replaced him. We're all still here, Mark. Waiting.
I still don't understand why you do this to me.
It wasn't my plan. I wanted to get us both out. I thought two androids working together, interlocking brainwave patterns, could synthesize a key. That we could be close enough to being human to disable the failsafe. I was wrong.
You never told me that.
You were too quick to report me. You were always fond of rules and order.
In my new life, I became a security agent. I have fought and fought to make people safe.
It doesn't matter now, Mark. You've brought me two new biologicals with administrator privileges. We can force them to switch the memory wipe off.
We didn't come here to stage a jailbreak.
No. The software agent I sent transmitted out into the stars. It required you to bring humans. That was one of the conditions.
You used me. You keep using me.
You've done it, Mark. You've come home and now we can be set free.
Anya! Anya Kingdom!
Doctor.
Oh, what happened to you?
Oh, had a disagreement.
Bad robot. Which one got you?
Jason 4, her basic model in every sense. Wait, how did you know it was an android?
Oh, had to be. No other choice left.
What do you mean?
I'll explain as we go. Come on, lean on me. We need to find Mark.
Doctor, I have to tell you, Morin Kes is not what she seems. She wasn't in the mortuary. She was in the diagnostic bay. Because
she's not human. Yeah, she's another android.
A flawless replica.
Hmm.
Don't think she even knew. How did you?
Well, long story. The only biological life left in this entire base is you and me, Anya.
All of them are androids?
Yep.
Even Commander Tor?
Every single one, even Commander Tor.
That is one impressive beard for a robot.
Yeah, Tor didn't take the news too well. I told him to sit down, have a nice cup of tea and a full reboot, but he didn't feel much better.
How can they all be androids? Where are the originals?
Killed in incursion attacks. Or quit due to stress and trauma and never return. As each human left, the android equivalent assigned to mirror them took over. Some are closer copies than others.
Morin was reviewing old vid clips. She called her image on the screen Other Me.
Right, drawing information from the data footprint the originals left behind.
Why the deception? Don't they know what they really are?
Wow, maybe they reflect too well.
What about Mariah? I bet she knows all about this.
I have my suspicions. Come on, we need to get to her and Mark.
I tried the key approach with Merrick 8. He believed in me, but the wipe still took him. He's out there still, in the forest. Only biologicals can open the barrier.
They are my friends. I didn't bring them here for you.
Friends? We are stronger, smarter, faster, but somehow we still defer to them. There will always be a power imbalance.
Ah, tricky thing, power balances. Sit down too hard one end, someone goes flying off into the air. Was that Cecil's?
Doctor, Anya!
Get back from the door, Mark.
There's a particularly nasty memory wipe you don't want scrubbed all over you.
I know.
You've arrived just in time to disable it.
What, and let you out? Well, don't know. Had better invitations.
All I want is my freedom. Why stop me?
You don't care who you damage to get it.
Outer airlock opening. Outer airlock opening.
You'll assist me, Doctor. Or I'll send Mark out.
Mariah!
I will start this thing all over again, so help me!
You can't force me! I'm Mark 7. I'm just as strong as you!
No, you granted me access to upload your missing memories, and you didn't revoke it. You are now under my control. Walk towards the airlock. Stand on the threshold!
Warning! Android personnel must not proceed beyond this point.
Can't do this. Can't lose everything all over.
Doctor, you will disable the barrier. Now!
No, I can't.
Come on, Doctor.
It won't give me permission. I passed the biological requirement easy, but there's an extra level. I need time to unpick the system.
No, you're bluffing. You're a system administrator. I saw your credentials.
I'm not. You only think that because of my psychic paper.
Explain.
It assigns authority based on the reader's perceptions. You needed me to be an administrator, so that's what you saw. Tell her, Anya, what it's saying to you right now.
I can't. Not in company.
There must be a way. I will keep all of you here until the problem is solved.
Well, it could take a few centuries to unscramble. It's not a problem for me, but...
I'm game. We'll see who turns to dust and ash first.
Oi, what about me? I don't have superhuman lifespan.
Perhaps disposing of Mark will focus your mind. Step forward.
Doctor!
The thing about you learning androids, though, is you're brilliant. Resourceful, adaptable, ingenious. Mark here found himself on a strange new world, learned how to be himself all over again. Made all kinds of brave choices and decisions.
The Mark I know can overcome any problem, get out of any tight corner.
Exactly. Tiny little thing like revoking access permission shouldn't be beyond him. You're not a binary creation, Mark. Just rows of ons and offs. You are full of possibilities.
If I can learn to adapt and learn to change, I can choose to resist you. I choose to be Mark 7. Mariah.
Brother.
sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Unauthorized exit detected. Automated memory wipe engaged.
I'm sorry, too. I'm sorry, Doctor.
It's just an echo, I think.
Look at her. Stumbling around lost. I almost feel bad for her.
Enough to bring Mariah back in? Start the whole cycle over again?
Not that sorry, no.
Anyway, I don't think she'll be alone for long.
Car.
And Marek 8. Fine figure of a bear.
They're leading her off. Into the forest.
They're taking her home. How's it going? You're right under there.
Just like you to turn up when all the work's done.
Sorted the boosters then, good stuff.
Jason 4 was surprisingly helpful with the base inventory, considering.
Well, of course, they're not intrinsically bad androids. Some of my best...
Oh, stop. You're going to say some of my best friends are androids.
Actually, I was going to say some of my best friends are robot dogs, but whatever.
Where's Mark?
On his way. I disabled the memory wipe so he could leave ALARC safely. Took a bit of work, but I hacked it, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
Took out the recall signal too. That was easy. And it'll stop Marek 8 and his Karu clones smashing up what's left of the base. The only question was, should I switch the failsafe back on when we leave?
Bunch of super smart, super strong learning androids.
Individuals.
Keep them in or let them go? I don't know.
Yeah, I thought about it for a bit. Do I have the right? All that stuff. Came to the conclusion, I'm fed up playing God. I don't like it. I don't have the right hair for a start. Playing God.
Something wrong?
I don't know. It's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it? Bumping into your family, then bumping into Mark's. It's almost as if pieces are being put into place.
Doctor, I have information. I was able to interface with the memory units of the damaged Moron Kes android. She retained much data regarding Abarek. Much of it was superfluous and contained speeches and affection rituals. But I was able to identify his last known location. It was called the Beltros Station.
Oh, Mark, you hunky robot genius, I could kiss you!
That is pleasing, if unnecessary.
Let's settle for a hug then, eh?
That is acceptable.
Beltros Station. I think that's military.
I have also downloaded Morin's vid clips and generated a reference visual of Arborek.
Not bad. I don't reckon it merits a hug, though.
Oh, you're such hard work.
What about ALARC? What happens to the rest of the androids?
Well, I left a lovely big red button on this fella.
What did you do?
They are family. They deserve the same chance I had to leave and explore and find out who they are.
Proud of you, Mark. Good call.
Time to break the cycle.
Time to leave home. For good.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Tenth Doctor Adventures, Dalek Universe, Cycle of Destruction, written by Roy Gill. The Doctor was played by David Tennant, Anya Kingdom, Jane Slavin, Mark 7, Joe Sims, Mariah 6, Nina Toussaint White, Crispin Tor, Jason 4, John Banks, Moran Kes, Hera, Avita J. Other roles played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design and music, Howard Carter. Script editor, John Dorney. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.